Just weeks after new federal employees began placing their retirement savings into the life cycle funds by default, the board that governs the plans is considering changing how it allocates investments in the thrift savings plan. Kim Weaver is the director of external affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, the panel that oversees the TSP. She joins us now to talk a few minutes about the L funds and some of the changes the board is looking at. Hi there, Kim. Thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome. Good morning, Jared.
And let's start with the very, very basics, if we can, for those who don't follow the TSP religiously. Talk a bit about what the L funds actually are compared to some of the other investment offerings in the TSP.
The L funds are our life cycle funds, and they are built on our underlying five funds. We have the G fund, government securities, the F fund, corporate bonds. The C fund is the S&P 500. The S fund is the rest of the domestic stocks in the United States. And the I fund is international developed stocks. So what the life cycle funds do is take those underlying five funds and over a period of time reallocates them. So if you're a new employee, you're age 22, you'd pick our life cycle or L2050 fund because you won't need that money from your TSP account until 2050 or beyond. And every quarter, we reallocate that money in there automatically. You don't have to do anything, so that over your period of time, it becomes less heavily dependent on stocks and more heavily on the G fund and the bonds, which are safer as you get closer to retirement. And so what we did yesterday, we had our monthly board meeting, and every year the board looks at the asset allocations of the five different life cycle funds. So we have the L2050, 2040, 2030, 2020, and income fund. So for people who are currently in retirement, you're in the L income fund. What we did was every year we look at them to make sure that the asset allocation that we've designed is performing in the way that we want it to perform. What we've determined is, given the way interest rates have been remarkably low, we're going to change some allocations, move it a little bit more to the G fund, a little less on the F fund, a little less on the S as in Sam fund, and a little higher on the I fund. For participants, they're not going to notice this, and it is still going to provide them the same security. Well, security is not a word you can use when you're talking about stocks. It's still going to provide them the risk and return profile that we've designed for the life cycle funds.
Gotcha. As I understand it, based on the news account that I'm reading here, at least some of your members are inclined toward some future changes that would make those investments a bit more aggressive and potentially target some higher earnings. No decisions on that yet, as I understand, but
exactly. We the TSP's life cycle funds are more conservative, which means less emphasis on stocks than many in the industry. Most in the industry, and we do that on purpose because federal employees have their defined benefit, their FERS pension or their CSRS pension, or if they're uniformed services, 20-year retirement, and they have Social Security. We're looking to make the rate of return for the L fund provide you with a 70% to 80% replacement rate when you retire. In other words, if you add up those three components, your FERS, defined benefit, your Social Security, and whatever you're taking out of the TSP, you're replacing 70 to 80% of your income. And so we're designing to hit that target. You can do that being relatively conservative and protecting your capital, which is what we're trying to do. Some of our board members have asked us to look and see whether it makes sense to be more aggressive. And on the upside, obviously, if you have more in stocks, you can maybe get a higher return. But as you get closer to retirement, you would also possibly be in danger of losing that capital as you get closer to retirement, which is not good for the person retiring. So it's not something we're taking any look at. It has no bearing on the asset allocation we're doing now, but we will look at it and see whether it is worthwhile pursuing.
So the board members who are, as we said, advocating this more aggressive approach, would the objective of that to be to go above that 70% to 80% replacement rate, or just a different way of achieving that same goal?
It would be to go above it.
Gotcha. So what exactly did the board direct this week, if at all, in pursuit of future study of this?
We do this annually to look at the asset allocation. So we came to the board and said, this is what the review showed, and this is what we're recommending. The board said that's fine. And then one of our board members, as you said, asked us to look next year in our review at the impact of more heavily weighting stocks being more aggressive. And we will do that in our review next year. That doesn't mean anything's going to change.
Understood. Okay. Related topic, I think new federal employees have recently been switched into the L funds as the default option unless they affirmatively pick something else. What was the rationale for the change to the L fund and away from the G fund?
We began auto enrollment back in 2010, which means that if you come in as a new federal employee and you don't affirmatively make a TSP choice, you'll be auto-enrolled. You would have been auto-enrolled into the G fund at a 3% contribution rate. And what we found over the past several years is that there's about 25% of the people who were auto-enrolled into the G fund who were sitting and staying in the G fund. And while the G fund is very safe, you're not going to lose money in it, you also probably aren't getting the return you're going to need over the long term to provide that replacement rate that we just discussed. And so we went to Congress, we went to our board and showed them the data and recommended that we pursue legislation to auto-enroll people into the L funds, which gives them that diversity and allows for a rate of return that is reasonable without undue risk. And Congress passed that. As of September 5th, all new federal employees are now being auto-enrolled. Again, as you said, these are people who aren't making an affirmative choice otherwise. They're being auto-enrolled into the age-appropriate L fund. And so what that means is if you're a new employee and you're 50, you're going to be in the L2020 fund. If you're a new employee and you're 21, you're going to be in the L2050 fund. So we're not just putting everyone in the same fund. We're looking at their birth date and putting them in the age-appropriate fund.
And what about current employees who still haven't made any election at all? Is there any thought being given to having their new contributions go into the L funds?
The legislation doesn't give us the authority to sweep those people in, but we bombard them with communications from us, making them aware that, you know, they are in the G fund, they should think about moving, and giving them the rationale for looking at the L funds or some other asset allocation.
All right. Kim Weaver, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Thanks as always, Kim.
Thank you, Jared.